A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Lamed Aleph, Erevin 31a, pagination page 61. We're dealing with a topic that was mentioned by the Mishnah way back on Chafvav Amud Beis 26b, where the question regarding an Erev Techumen, where you're allowed to leave your Erev Techumen, was discussed, that for a Kohen who's not allowed to go into a cemetery, so the Rabbanon hold, he is allowed to leave it in a Beis HaPras, which is a questionable area if it has a grave, and that would be permitted. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said, last line over there, even in a Beis HaKvaros, even in the cemetery itself, because you're able to be lachutz v'leilich v'le'echol, make some sort of partition, and somehow he's going to get himself in a box or something. He'll get himself into the cemetery. Somehow he could do it. And because he could do it, Rabbi Yehuda held that's enough to allow the Erev in the Beis HaKvaros in the cemetery. Our Gemara, starting from the previous page and onto the top of today's daf, dealt with how Rabbi Yehuda is going to get the person into the Beis HaKvaros to be able to eat his Erev, because that's a basic principle that you're leaving your Erev there, projecting your residence to that location. Really, you should have to stay there when Shabbos begins, but you're going to do it through the food. And Rabbi Yehuda figures out how you're going to be able to benefit. He has you in a box. He has you using utensils, reaching out to get it. Somehow he works it all out. Starting from the sixth line, in middle of the line, Ihachi, if that's all true, you see it, the end of the sixth line down? Maitaima derabbanon. What's the reason of the Rabbanon? Why are they objecting to an Erev in a Beis HaKvaros for a Kohen? The Rabbanon allowed a Beis HaPras, a rabbinic cemetery area where we don't know if there's really a grave here, but the Rabbanon are objecting to a true Beis HaKvaros. Why? We have it all worked out, even for a Kohen. And the Gemara answers, Kasavri, they hold, Osur liknos bayis biisurei hana. You can't acquire your residence, even if it's just a halachic residence, but you can't do that in a place that's forbidden in benefit. And a gravestone, you're not allowed to benefit from it in a personal way, and therefore you can't acquire your Erev Techumen residence in the cemetery by this grave. This objection would apply even to a non-Kohen, right? You follow the reasoning? We just flipped from objecting merely to a Kohen who can't get in there, which was the first reaction. A cemetery and a Kohen don't mix. And suddenly they're proposing a reason that's much more far-reaching than a Kohen. This is not an issue of how to get into the cemetery. This is an issue that's fundamental. You can't leave your peanut butter jar, your box of matzah, you can't leave it on a grave. That's not going to work. Because you're not allowed to benefit from something that's prohibited in benefit. And apparently, even if you do, it's not that you did something wrong and we'll give you, you know, like in contemporary wording, we'll give you a fine, we'll give you a slap on the wrist. Apparently, if you do it, it's not a residence. Chazal did not recognize such a thing as a residence and you didn't acquire.
But when you say we can't benefit, are we talking about some physical benefit?
Oh, very good. So the benefit here is that my container of food is being viewed as my residence, and I want it there. And that benefit is that I am designating this place. The Gemara is going to develop it better. You're onto something good. In the beginning of the next line, Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Rabbi Yehuda must hold Mutu Kasava Mitzvah Slav Lehenes Nitnu. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay, and he still holds that you're not allowed to benefit from graves. So, where does he manage to wiggle through this? It's because he holds that it's a mitzvah, and a mitzvah is not fahana. A basic expression, mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. When you're doing a mitzvah, it's not called a physical hana, and therefore there's nothing wrong with your being kone, your shvisa, acquiring your halachic residence in such a place. It's not a benefit, I'm just trying to do a mitzvah. And he holds that's fine. Ask the Gemara, Rava said, mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, mitzvahs are not for benefit. That means he's contradicting the Rabbanon. Amalach Rava, skip a line. Isvira le de'in ma'arvin eleledvar mitzvah. If you hold that Erev Techumen is always for a mitzvah, so then I hear the problem. But there is an opinion that holds that you could do an Erev Techumen for personal benefit, just because I want to go there. Not because there's a mitzvah to go hear shofar or hear my rabbi speak or whatever. And therefore, Rava says, maybe the opinion of Devar HaRashus is the opinion that prohibits. The problem is, we don't paskin that way. Rav Yosef says, En me'arvin ela ledvar mitzvah. And let's see how Rav Yosef is going to answer this issue. Amalach Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Tuchu le'yama al ein ma'arvin ela ledvar mitzvah." Everybody holds that you only do it for dvar mitzvah. "Utuchu le'yama mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu," and really you're not allowed, and really mitzvahs are not for benefit. So far we have every reason to believe that you could put your erev techumen on the grave. Okay, because you could only do an Erev Techumen for a mitzvah, and mitzvahs are not personal benefit by definition. But here is the reason that someone would object to such an Erev Techumen, and therefore it doesn't work according to the Rabbana. Mar Savar, one holds, one opinion holds that once you acquired your Erev, I couldn't care less. I'm indifferent whether the thing lasts. And therefore, after I acquired my Erev and I did my mitzvah, am I still benefiting from this grave? So one opinion says, I don't care. And therefore, there's no benefit and there's no reason to undermine his Erev. Omar Sava, but the other opinion holds, very practical. Nichale de mintera, di itzterich achille. He wants it guarded because he might want to eat it. It's almost like this whole Erev Techumen was, you're projecting your residence, and we forgot, the whole point was that I might want to eat it. So, until the Erev clicks in, we have no problem, going to this Gemara, with putting the object on the grave. Mitzvahs are not for benefit, and you only do an Erev Techumen for the purposes of a mitzvah. So to be utilizing the grave until that point, the Gemara has no problem with. The Gemara resolves the objecting opinion by saying, after you acquired your location, it's still there. It's still sitting there. And you want it there. And that's the reason that we're going to have a problem with it. To the point, keep in mind, to the point that they didn't allow you to acquire your residence there at all, and it doesn't work. Either it's a knas, or as one of the Mefarshim words it, if we make it that you don't have an Erev Techumen, then you will not want the item to exist, you'll be indifferent because you can't even get there on Shabbos, so you couldn't care less. And somehow, by undermining your Erev Techumen, we make things better that you're not benefiting from the grave. The Mishneh Berurah observes that this is all talking that you're putting it on the grave, on the gravestone. You're benefiting somehow from the grave. But he says, but regular ground does not become prohibited because it's a place that someone was buried. So if you would put the Erev, not on the construction, but if you would purposely put it next to it, on karka olam, on plain ground, that's not called benefiting, and that would be permitted. Yashar koach, have a great day. Yeah.